Hello, hello, and welcome, or should I say ho, 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 Christmas cousins. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
And we have a returning guest, a giant fan favorite from across the pond back with us today. Craig, the Christmas Guy 365, is back. We've become friends with you, Craig. We've gotten to talk a little bit off air, too, and we're really excited to have you on today because it is, like, right before Easter. So, of course, what are we going to naturally talk about? Christmas memories. Christmas. We're going to dive deep. So welcome back to the show, Craig. Much appreciated having you on again.
Thank you. Good evening, Chad. Good evening, Steph. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We have we spoke after we did our first round of the Christmas Chronicles discussing favorite Christmas memories, and you did reach out and say, you know what, I really enjoyed that. That was nostalgic and fun. And we said, well, Craig, we would love to hear your perspective of your favorite Christmas memories, but your perspective from growing up in the English countryside, which will be what we're finding very similar, but very different to what we have in the U.S. So I'm really looking forward to doing that today. And just overall, if you want to find Craig on Instagram at thechristmasguy365, it is the Christmas guy, right? Or is it just Christmas? It is the Christmas guy.
Yeah.
At thechristmasguy365. And for those of you just joining, we have a giddy Cousin Seth joining us. He's just in the throes of a whirlwind romance going on with Mrs. X and regaling Craig with some stories that maybe won't make it on air. But Seth, you even revealed Mrs. X's name to Craig, and he has to keep that secret now. Not last name,
yes.
First name. So he can describe you. He knows your net worth. I mean,
this could get interesting for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. But I know you a man of integrity and scruples. So
I like Seth far too much to do that. I like Seth far. But it was a very raunchy conversation. It was very revealing.
It is.
Seth off air. If you think it gets wild on air, just off air is even crazier. So Seth. And Seth is very talkative these days. You notice that, Craig?
A little. He's coming out of his shell.
Am I coming out of my shell a little bit more?
Yeah. Stay tuned for Christmas Cousins After Dark, the new podcast.
Seriously. That might just be Seth alone. I go to sleep once it gets dark. But Seth has a whole
thing. He's got a whole new lifestyle.
Yeah, Seth, you're like rose colored cheeks like Santa over there.
Oh, really?
You're
truth
glowing.
Be told, it's probably the lighting on the camera. So
you just got a ring light. Okay.
There's a hint of flushness. Yes.
I got you. All right. Well, Seth, once again, you've made it all about yourself, as you do almost every episode. You know, we have a guest on today, Seth Craig, and we're here to talk about his Christmas memories and not just Seth's love life or Seth's glow or Seth's charisma and charm and vast riches like normal. Craig, how does Seth always make it all about him within like 2 minutes into the show?
You know, I listen to every episode and inadvertently always comes back to Seth.
Oh,
but that's what we listen for. We enjoy it.
Well,
that's true.
It's been a lot of growth. It's I think I've taken to it pretty well. I don't know, from an outsider's perspective.
You take it in your stride, Steph. Seth, you're very modest. You're very humble.
Yes, he is. Think about, Craig, how far we've gone on Seth's journey so far.
Yeah.
I mean, from the first episode, first episodes where he really had not done any Christmas thing, he could barely complete a sentence, to now look at him. He's trying on through seasons, and he's nonstop talking, and he's conquered Cadbury eggs, or they may conquer him. Yeah,
beers, food, music, everything. It's been fantastic, Seth.
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
I know. It's like you've grown like 20 years just since we started late August, early September, whatever it is. So
I'm looking forward to the running for Christmas this year, Seth. See what big surprises you can pull.
Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it. It's what's that?
No, you'll be the festive freshman to the super sophomore your second year, Seth. It's going to be exciting.
We're expecting big things.
Yeah,
we are
expecting
some stepping up.
Yeah, I think so. Well, no, we'll probably still call you the festive freshman. It sounds better. Okay. But either way, you know what, Seth? We're not here to talk about you. How many times do I have to go over this, Craig? He's like the sun.
You keep trying.
I know. We all just revolve around you.
We've all been sucked into this void. I just want to take a second out and say, Craig, thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I really appreciate it. I don't think we've spoken since then, but it was awesome.
You're welcome.
You're
welcome.
So
you see that, Craig? We were off Seth for 1 second, and he brought it right back to him.
I got fearful. I was like, oh, I see where this is going.
How can we steer this ship back? No, you're welcome, yeah. Seth. It was a pleasure.
It was great. Up. Yeah, that whole undertaking, Chad, put all that together. I had no idea. I had no clue.
No, he did a great job.
The whole world was celebrating you, Seth. All right,
I have. I'm not in my normal podcast studio. My dogs are walking all around, but maybe Baby will join us. But we are here for another reason, Seth. Yes. Let's let Craig talk a little bit, okay? Please.
Okay.
So we are here. That's right. To talk about. Oh, listen to that drum roll. Nice. Craig's favorite Christmas of all time. So, Craig, do you grew up? Now you actually grew up in the English countryside, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. In the same town where you're living now?
No, well, technically I was born just outside of London, but I only spent like two Christmases there. So I grew up in a village, which is like 5 minutes from where I live now, which is where my mum and dad still live.
Okay.
Yeah, it was called Gabowin. I remember this last time.
Yes.
It's quite difficult. Gabowin. Yeah. A very, very small village, like lots of farms, very agricultural time. Yeah.
And so you're 5 minutes from there, but where you are, is that more developed or are you, is it still very rural?
It's a town. So that's what we call a village. This is a town. Okay. So it's a lot bigger. Yeah.
Okay. But it's still not a big, what we would consider like a big town. Like you saw when you came to America and saw the big cross streets.
Nothing like Anaheim, California, no. No, it's still very rural. Where I live is very agricultural, very farmland and stuff.
Do you have like a town center or something like that? Or?
Yeah, where I live now in Oswestry, it's so where I grew up, Gabowin. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to go to the shops and stuff, you'd come to this town, which is Oswestry. Okay. So that's where there's shops and we've got like a high street and stuff like that, but nothing too big. So if you lived in Gabon where I lived, there was like one corner shop. Do you guys have just like a very small,
like a general store?
Yes.
You can get kind of everything. Okay. Gotcha.
That's it. Like milk and bread and stuff. So if you wanted to go to the town, you'd go to Oswestry, which is where I live now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So take us back then. Let's get back to when you were younger and into one of your favorite Christmases ever. Now, do you have a specific Christmas or is it just general Christmases of your youth that stand out?
Yeah, I think general Christmases of my youth that stand out. Yeah, nothing, not one particular one stands out, but they were all great. Like I was very lucky. Okay. You know, I had such a lovely childhood. My mum loved Christmas. My dad, we used to joke around that he was a bit of a Scrooge. But he made it very special. Like my dad would always work Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve would always just be my mum, me and my sister, and then waiting for my dad to get home from work. So as soon as he came home from work, it was we were ready to go. Whereas, as I said in previous podcasts, now I finish like 5-6 days before Christmas Eve. So that's
You went on break this year, I believe it was December 20th or something. Yeah, I had like almost 20th, 2 weeks or 10 days or 2 weeks. Yeah. And that sounded amazing. That sounded
I've always been from like, even as a kid from like October, I've just been ready to go.
Yes. Well, you are the Christmas Guy 365, which is, that's a lofty title. That's right up there with Duke and Baron in England. And then the Christmas Guy 365, but there's only one of you. So
self-proclaimed.
Yeah, right. We proclaim it as well. Do you do anything right now leading up to Easter? Do you still have something in your house that's like Christmassy or anything to keep Christmas vibes going this time of year?
Inside my house, we've got, I put a few Funko Pops up on my Instagram page. I've got the Coca-Cola Santa and Ebenezer Scrooge from Muppet's Christmas Carol. I've got a little ornament on my living room door, but that's about it in terms of the house. I'll listen to Christmas podcasts all year round, though, like you guys. Right. You know, I listen to Christmas podcasts from January to December. Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. Right. So, so that gives you, I'm sorry. No, go on, sir.
No, I was going to say, were there any unique traditions or things that you and your family did growing up that you took over to your family?
Oh, okay.
You got married and had kids and I mean, I was getting a tree and decorating and stuff like that.
Yeah. So when I live with my mum and dad, we I've carried one or two over. So Christmas morning breakfast, we used to have croissants. You guys have croissants, I take it.
Yes.
That was our Christmas day breakfast. So I've carried that over to my family now. So it's, we have croissants for breakfast. And when you open presents in the morning, sometimes it's like a mad scramble. But in my house, we take turns. So my mum would go, my dad would go, and it would prolong it a bit.
Okay.
Now we've started implementing that in my house the last few years, and my kids love it because you know you get to see what everybody opens, and you know you can take your time a little bit more. Whereas when we first sort of my kids started growing up, it was like a mad scramble, everything opening.
Right.
Implemented the idea, so we used to do this, and yeah, they love doing that now.
So Craig, but take us back to Christmas morning. So let's say, what is the time frame when you think in your head, this is my youth, where my favorite Christmases, where my formative Christmas years were, and my love of it was formed. Are we talking ages 6 to 9? What is the range here?
So I think the earliest I can remember was probably 1998.
Okay.
Something along those lines, which I was born in 1988, so that would be about. Yeah, I'd probably be about 10, 11. And I remember very. Do you guys have Thunderbirds? Did you ever know the program Thunderbirds?
Thunderbirds? I didn't know that. Yeah,
Thundercats.
Okay, so over here, there was a very popular program called Thunderbirds, and they were kind of like puppets.
Okay.
Okay.
I've heard of them.
Like it already.
They lived on an island. People in England will know what I'm talking about straight away, called Tracy. Okay. Tracy Island. And this one Christmas,
Tracy Island. Okay.
Yeah, this one Christmas, it was like the toy, and you couldn't get it. So, have you ever heard of Blue Peter? We got a big program here called Blue Peter.
Do you know this? You're an Andrew.
I did. I'm aware of it just because I had to address it with my urologist. But we might tell everyone else what it is.
So, Blue Peter is like a program like arts and crafts and stuff like. It's really popular in England, and. Okay. This particular year, the in toy was Tracy Island, and they did a special program because Father Christmas couldn't get it, and you they'd show you how to make it for your kids.
Oh wow!
But my dad somehow got one, so I actually got a Tracy Island, which my mum still has to this day.
Oh really?
It's kind of it looks like a volcano.
Okay.
And,
okay.
These Thunderbirds, they fly like different rockets. Thunderbirds, Tracy Island.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is one of the big toys you got when you were younger. So, but take us to what would you do Christmas Eve? Because we spoke to you before Christmas, and we know you have a big Christmas Eve dinner. That's a huge thing for you. And I know your Christmas was even a little mellower compared to your bigger thing was Christmas Eve, if I recall correctly. So was that how it was too when you were younger? Did you have a lot of family come over? Tons of food around when. You know, were there, what are they, mince pies? That's your big, one of the big things?
Always mince pies, yeah. So we would decorate. My birthday is on the 9th of December, and the rule always was.
Oh, mine is the 8th. There you go. Oh,
there you go, Chad. Yeah, so,
very nice. We might overlap with the time difference. I don't know. I'd have to check how that works. I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll catch up near the time. So the tree would always have to be up before my birthday. I would always insist on that. So, whereas now I will put it up as early as I can.
Right. Like early November, you put it up?
Yeah. I'll try and put it up in November. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Halfway through. And when you say try, what do you mean? You have to get agreement from Mrs. The Christmas guy. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And does she want it later? Okay. No, is she into Christmas? Is she into Christmas as well?
Yeah. Oh, okay. She is now. Yeah. I've broken her down.
Oh, nice. Okay. She wasn't as into it. You got her more into it.
Yeah. I think I got her more into it. Yeah. She loves Christmas, obviously, but. Nowhere near as much as I did, and now I've sort of infected the whole family with it.
Rumor has it one day you took a long drive and you started at episode one of the Christmas Cousins podcast. And at the beginning, she wasn't into Christmas, but by around episode 30, she was like,
"Broke her down."
That's right. Put that tree up, and please let me out of this car.
We did actually listen to you guys on the way to Heathrow in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had an episode on. Yeah. I got reminded that it was nearer Halloween than Christmas, but as a kid, my mum and dad were a lot stricter, specifically my dad. So it'd be before my birthday, the tree would go up. My tree now is kind of, anything goes. We've got loads of different decorations, you know, Disney characters and stuff. My mom was very traditional. It was gold, silver, very nice. Really, she did a really lovely job and stuff, but it was very traditional. And we'd get a real tree.
Always you a real would. Tree. Would you go and cut it out with like a local farm, or would you?
Yeah, there's
to,
a
like,
local
a
farm line? That there's two local farms to us. Mm-hmm. They'd cut it for you and stuff like that. Okay. So we'd all go and pick.
And does it snow in December in the English countryside, North Shropshire area?
No, I think I've only ever had it once.
Okay.
Yeah. Traditionally, normally it's quite sunny on Christmas Day.
Oh, really? Because I know it rains a lot. When we've talked to you before, it's been raining. But
it should have started raining now, actually.
Oh, did it really? Yeah. Okay. But in December, it's drier generally?
Yeah, generally drier. It's nice and crisp. It's quite cold, but very rarely do we have snow.
Okay. So we have... Early December, the tree goes up. Now we're going through the month. You're doing a lot of the things. It's a traditional tree. Christmas Eve night, family's coming over. It's a big dinner. Take us right to Christmas morning. So little Craig running around 9, 10, 11, right in that time frame. It's the late 80s. You're maybe wearing a red leather jacket with lots of zippers, a la Michael Jackson, one sequin
exactly
glove I'm
I
picturing. Okay, that's what I
the
picture.
Room, the home smells like buttered croissants.
That's right. Get all the smells. There's a Billie Jean playing in the background, or Beat It, or one of those classic Christmas Michael Jackson albums. So no, but really, you would get up in the morning. Would you all get up early? Was there a routine for you? I mean, what was the excitement? How did you feel when you first woke up? Let's go to that. You wake up, you're like, oh my gosh, it's Christmas morning.
It would normally be my sister who would wake me up because I could never sleep
older?
Christmas Eve. She's younger.
She's older or younger? Okay.
She's younger. Yeah, I could never sleep Christmas Eve. Like, it just the excitement would just be too much for me. And she used to drive me mad because she'd just go to sleep like that. Like, as soon as she went to bed, she'd just go to sleep. So she'd wake me up, and then, it'd be straight into my mum and dad's room. Shaking
it's Christmas!
Them. Yeah, traditional stuff. Let's go. We go downstairs. We'd always have to wait outside the living room door. So my dad put lights on and make it all nice, put the Christmas tree lights on.
And what do you think morning? Is it 6 a.m., 8 a.m.? Is it still dark out?
Yeah, it's probably about 7 a.m., I'd imagine.
Okay.
And it's cold? If we woke up too early, we'd be told to go back to bed.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember once or twice she'd come in, it'd be like 5, and my mum and dad were like, no, that's not happening, back to bed. But you don't go back to sleep.
Right. Yeah, you can't. There's no way. So you're just waiting in your room, bouncing at this point.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then, so we'd be made to wait outside the living room door. Not made. My dad would ask us to wait outside the living room door. He'd put all the lights on, all the Christmas stuff on. Immediately, my first thing would be to look for the mince pie, see if Father Christmas had been. And I remember that feeling.
So, Father Christmas, who's Santa Claus in England, he eats a mince pie. Like over here, we leave.
Yeah, so Christmas Eve night, you'd leave a mince pie out.
Okay.
And we used to leave milkshake for him. Which we do now, actually. We carried that over into this family. That's another one.
Is that just your family, or is that an English thing, the milkshake?
That was just my family, I think, yeah. There's most people would leave, like, a bit of sherry or some Baileys or something like that for him. But, yeah, everybody leaves a mince pie out for Father Christmas. I guess you guys would leave cookies. Is cookies?
Yeah,
typically.
Yeah.
Something for the reindeer, yeah.
Yeah,
you would have, we do a carrot. Sherry. Drinking sherry, playing with Tracy Island. You've got a whole thing going on. So,
But the first thing I'd look for was a mince pie, and he would always only eat half of it. So there'd be half a mince pie there. And I'd think that was so magical. Like there's some sort of magic on this mince pie, and I'd be fixated on it. I wouldn't even see the presents. That'd be the first thing I'd go for. You know, to see how much of a mince pie left, and I'd be looking at this thing.
Oh, really? Goodness. And so that was to you. You were just could be convinced that Father Christmas had come.
Yeah, like he's actually eating some of this mince pie, and then the carrot would be outside the door. So that would be the first port of call for me.
Right. Okay. So now you and your sister are down. You saw Father Christmas eat some of the mince pie, had some sherry or milkshake or maybe a combo, and then. So you see the tree is like fully decorated.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you had your mom's traditional and all the gifts were under it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't have stockings or anything like that. They were just under the tree. No.
Is that more an American thing, the stockings?
Don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. I've never had them. They do them here.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think they're more popular now. They're big sacks and stuff. You can get like initials and stuff. But like in terms of like putting them on the fireplace, no, that's a very ebony Muppets Christmas Carol style.
Right, which is so many American traditions are really too. Gotten. It is reckless, yeah. Yeah, who started that tradition? Well, I guess it was to dry them out, right? Like, wasn't
yes,
that the idea?
I think
the
stockings so. Were,
yeah,
I think so.
But so many American traditions are from the English traditions, like from Dickens, like that Dickensian era. So that's
yeah,
where
that's
we
more
get so many
them.
Of ours.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you go, so now you're like, okay, Father Christmas is here. No time for breakfast, no time for food. Do you run right over to the gifts or what happens next?
Yeah, so my dad would put the croissants in while we're opening the presents. So as Seth said, the room would like the house would fill up with the smell of
Ooh,
like
that's
baked,
nice. Well, let me ask you, how did you get, because that's a French pastry, how did you get into that tradition as opposed to like a biscuit or like a scone or something?
So a lot of people will have like a full English breakfast on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is what? Sausage. Eggs. Eggs, bacon, beans, right? Beans.
And sausage.
The tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes and black pudding. Black pudding. Would you know what black pudding is?
No. What is that?
You don't want to know what black pudding is.
Is it chocolate? It's like chocolate or no?
No, it's like a disc. And it's made out of sheep's blood. But it's delicious.
Is that really different than spotted dick?
That's very
no it's not just an dish. Excuse to say
no that's very different. That's a cake, so that's a dessert. Black pudding is like it's gorgeous. It's so nice. It sounds disgusting,
yeah,
but it's like a little black disc that you have on your English breakfast, and it's made
with sheep's blood.
Yeah, sheep's blood. Yeah. Wow. Have you ever haggis? It's just a bit similar to haggis, I guess, if you've ever
Seth has had haggis, right, Seth?
I haven't, but I would try it. But yeah, Ed Burns is that
Burns night, yeah.
Burns Day, yeah. January 25th is my birthday. So
wait, Seth, you can have haggis, but you can't eat a Cadbury egg?
Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah. So. Oh no, absolutely. I say a lot of that is consistency. I'm not a big sweet eater, but yeah, cream things I just generally have an aversion to.
Well, just touch on that quickly, because I commented on the thing. Your Cadbury bars are so different to ours. They're so much sweeter. Yeah, really. Okay. Really sweet.
So they Americanized them. Okay.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, they just like so much sugar over here. It's really milky and creamy. I said to you, Chad, like there's a Cadbury factory like 10 minutes down the road from me.
Yeah.
So like we get it quite fresh around here, but yeah, it's a lot sweeter over there.
So I wonder if your quality is even better because you get it so much fresher. So I get that's so interesting. So for the English market, it's creamier, less sugar. But for we Americans are like loaded up with sugar. Like
loaded up with additives and food colorings and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Fill up the whole cowboy hat with sugar and dump it in the vat. That's how we do it in America.
Well, yeah, they pride themselves over here, like with the
milk. I think that was something. Oh, sorry. Where is it?
No, go on, Seth, you go.
I think that was one of the things that turned me off on it from the thing when I bit into it, looking and see it, you know, it looks like the inside of an egg. I was expecting it to be a little runnier.
Yeah,
and when it still kind of retained that shape or whatever, I was like, well, nothing's happening. Like, you know, and I guess if for good reason, if it was runny, I guess I would have probably had to do it like take the rest of the shot or something.
Here, Seth, you have a whole time
for the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's do it, Seth. Okay, he's going to take his first ever bite of the Cadbury egg. Seth tasting Cadbury egg. You can't hear as much. You have to see the visual if you're watching at home. Go to the Christmas Cousins on YouTube and watch Seth gag from eating this Cadbury egg. It is funny. He wasn't harmed. There were no Seths harmed in the filming of it. He's just grossed out. But that is hilarious. So we're discussing Seth tasting the Cadbury egg, and Craig was saying how different it is in England versus America, which is fascinating. You would think they just made it and threw it out there, but I guess they did their market tests and Americans didn't find it sweet enough, or the English found it too sweet and they adjusted. That's fascinating.
I
wonder what else is different is for both. Like if you have Coca-Cola there, if it's different there or over here.
We drink a lot of, do you guys have Coke Zero?
Yes.
Yeah, we drink, I think we drink more of that than the full fat Coca-Cola, but I'm not sure. Okay.
Have you had it in the US end when you came over here?
My son is obsessed with Dr. Pepper. Like, that's his favorite drink in the world. And he said over there it was a lot sweeter as well, the Dr. Pepper.
Oh, really? Yeah. Even that's different. Yeah. Well, I do have a breaking news. We are doing a Peeps tasting. You know the Peeps? Do you have Peeps in England? The Christmas Easter candy? They're like a, they're like kind of marshmallow-y. They're huge here, shaped like little like chicks, like bunny, like baby chickens. Anyway, there's a Dr. Pepper flavor that we'll be trying.
Oh, so, wow. He'd love that.
Yeah. So that's interesting. You don't have Peeps over there. Well, that episode will be coming up. You have to look them up. You should import them. I think they do well in England. So before we get back to Christmas morning, can you go next time you're by the Cadbury factory, you've got to send some pictures or something. I'd love to share that. That'd be great.
That'd be cool to see. I think you'll think it will look like something like Willy Wonka or something like that. Yeah. It's a big industrial factory. But yeah, I will do. Yeah. It's in the, I said I live right on the border of Wales. So the factory is actually in Wales. It's called Chirk Cadbury Factory. And I'm not making it up. When you're in Chirk and it rains, you can smell chocolate in the air. I'm not making it up.
That's amazing. Awesome.
It's lovely. But it's a big industrial factory. It's not like...
It's like our Hershey, Pennsylvania. Around.
It could be, Seth. Yeah. There's not Oompa Loompas running around and rivers and chocolate. It's just a big industrial...
Don't ruin it for me, Craig.
Besides, I want to take a bite of the street lamps.
A lot of people in the town I live in work there. It's like one of the biggest employers where we live. So,
and this is going to be a totally ignorant question, but you can just go back and forth to Wales. There's no issue, right?
There's nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing. No. Just the sign saying welcome to Wales. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. So there's no like.
It's not an ignorant question.
No.
You want to know an ignorant question? I got. Kinder Joy? Is that from the UK or I?
Yeah, don't know. Yeah, we have Kinder. Okay. Yeah, Kinder. They do bars, Kinder Bueno. So it's like
yes,
they're delicious. Yeah, they're huge.
Beth wants to try them, but I'm frowning upon them for their single-use plastic. They're like, each one is individually wrapped in a ton of plastic, and I'm just like, trying to
get
just
the little toys in them and the eggs and stuff. Yeah, Kinder over here, they're very big.
But is that usually a seasonal item? I guess I noticed it more. Was that?
No, I think they're year-round Kinder. I think so.
Yeah, you can get more year-round Kinder.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. All right, but anyway, Seth, you're always making it about you and your love of Kinder eggs. So
candy that I have Christmas no attachment morning. To. I have no stake in these candy makers.
I know. So yeah, sure, Seth.
Well, my money's wrapped.
Yeah, you have stock. You've got stocks invested.
All right, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Craig, who is he kidding right now? Seth has Did you notice when you brought up the Cadbury factory? Seth seemed to know exactly where it was. Tell us, Seth, you have holdings in Cadbury, a minority interest.
Maybe not them directly. So I can't say whether or not I do or don't.
Okay.
At least on this recording.
So, I gotcha. So Craig, so now you're going, then you're going to open your gifts, right? Now, so are these gifts?
Croissants are in the oven.
Okay. Croissants are in the oven.
The house is smelling of buttery croissants. Yeah. The presents. So we would do lists to Santa or Father Christmas. We would have presents from my nan, my aunties, and everybody like that. So they're the ones you'd start with first, sort of friends and stuff like that. So we would do them. Like I said, we'd take turns. So I'd open mine, my sister, my mum, my dad, and it would go like that in a circle. I'd be sat there in my pajamas, my wrestling pajamas or something, ready to open my present.
Was there music playing? Did they put Christmas music on?
No, we would normally put... Yeah, a TV show, The Snowman. And then I think we've spoke about this before. Raymond Briggs, The Snowman. I guess it's like our Rankin Bass.
Oh, you did mention this. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The famous song. Mm-hmm. And then straight after that, in the very exact same style, would be Father Christmas.
Okay.
So it's like a little mini story about Father, what he does for the rest of the year. He goes on holiday to Vegas and he goes to Scotland and stuff. It's really cool. Yeah. So we'd always have that on in the background. My mum was a big Wham fan. She loved George Michael. So maybe last Christmas we'd be playing as well.
Oh, wow.
And then she would have a Bucks Fizz. Do you guys have Bucks Fizz? Just champagne and orange juice. Luckily.
Okay.
Yeah, just champagne and orange juice.
Mimosa, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, we had a mimosa in California. Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. A Buck's Fizz.
Start to the day.
Buck's Fizz is the traditional drink for Christmas morning. Yeah. Everybody will have a Buck's Fizz.
I like that. All right. We'll have to call him Buck's Fizz.
Adults only.
Time, Seth, when we do that. Yeah. Sorry about the dogs barking.
No, baby's excited. Okay. She's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Baby's barking. She loves Buck's Fizzes. That's why she's going crazy right now. So that's it in the morning. First thing, she laps one up in her bowl. But so she's a little too fancy. Okay, so now you've opened the presents. Are the presents a surprise, or you know what they are because it pretty much went off your list?
It'd be a mixture. It'd be a mixture. Okay. So you know, you don't always get everything you ask for. There'd be a few surprises in there. So the big thing in England is like a meme. You know what memes are?
The little images.
Yeah. So a meme is. Do you guys have Lynx, like deodorant?
Lynx.
Lynx is like a big brand over here. It's like deodorant and body wash, and your nan would always get you Lynx, like a Lynx box set. So in the box would be like a body wash and a deodorant. It's a big meme over here and stuff like that. So that would all you'd be guaranteed off your nan every
Oh, that's funny.
Every boy in England will get a Lynx box set off their nan.
Okay. So it's like a body wash, like a
body wash and deodorant, yeah, guaranteed every time. It's a big meme over here in England. So yeah, but you wouldn't get everything off your list. No. You'd get one or two things and then a lot of surprises. So obviously soccer or football is massive over here. You'd always get something to do with that, or like a PlayStation game or an Xbox game or something like that.
So what was the best gift that you remember that's like a seminal Christmas gift that was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing?
Tracy Island was big.
Tracy Island, yeah.
Probably I got a BMX.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what my mum and dad would do, we'd open our We'd open our presents and they'd always leave one behind in our garage. And as we got older, me and my sister, we'd open our presents and we'd sort of look at each other and be like, the garage present, it's still to come.
Oh, nice. So, my dad would play a big one.
Yeah. That was like your main one. Cool. My dad would play it cool and sort of drag it out a little bit. And we'd be like, come on, dad, we know there's one in the garage. And then, we got bikes and I got a BMX. That's probably my most favorite memorable present.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that's a huge, I remember getting mine. It was like the whole world opened up to you know, this
exactly,
all this independence and stuff. I wouldn't necessarily call it a Christmas gift because we didn't celebrate growing up. It was very Christmas adjacent. I was probably like 7 or 8 or something like that. I was in Las Vegas with my parents, and at the time, and even now, you couldn't go on the gambling floor. You couldn't go on the gambling floor and things like that. So you'd have to, you know, I'd have to either sit on the steps or something like that. Or generally, my parents would throw me some money to go get a bunch of quarters, go to the arcade, and potentially be kidnapped and taken away and never seen again. So,
but you're right.
I'd get a shrimp cocktail out of it for 99 cents. So it was great. Anyway, so
and you learned how to gamble at a young age.
Yeah,
that's exactly. I sat there for hours watching.
That's how you made your money, Seth.
Yeah,
who would have thought counting cards all those years would have actually turned into something?
That's right.
Yeah, it all comes out now.
Craig, what are you drinking there out of that glass? That looked like an interesting. Oh, is that just water?
Yeah,
I was hoping it was a Buck's Fizz. What is it? What is that? No. All different
beers.
What are the look?
Different. Yeah.
Oh, like English beers. Oh,
yeah. Just all fancy. Cool. No, it's just water. Just water in there.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Seth, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, no. So we're there, and my mom, I think she was playing a slot, something like that, and she won enough money and bought me my first BMX bike. And and it was right around Christmas, and it was because I remember because they had casinos, obviously to have all the lights and everything like that, but they had decorations, all that stuff around, and it was closest to come Christmas story.
Gambling winnings. Wow.
Yeah. So it was just
like Christmas magic.
Like, this is Christmas. Amazing. I can ride my bike to a casino, and it was just like that's why growing up, like we go visit our grandparents in Atlantic City. I was like, oh my God, there's a straight route to the casino. Like, how could I not? Yeah.
Craig, Seth thought that Father Christmas was a mafia pit boss who could count cards and stuff for years, because that's how he got it. Seth, one year our grandmother won big at like the slots or something, and she divvied it up between the grandchildren. You remember that one time?
I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like a few hundred each or something. She just handed us. We were like, kids, like, wow. It was, yeah, it was wild. I think that was like a summertime random thing. But anyway, so of course, yeah. Seth, it's not all about you and your gambling problems.
This was about Atlantic City, New Jersey, and our family growing up.
Seth and his mafia and gambling ties.
Yeah.
Yes. So Greg, so now you've had your, I love the garage gift. That is so cool. Cause you know, after everything, it's like another mini holiday, the big one in there. That's such a cool thing. It's like so big, it couldn't fit under the tree. I love that.
Yeah.
That's a really cool concept. So the rest of the day, cause we are running a little long, so I want to get towards the end of it. What was the plan for the rest of the day? Because I know now you visit some people and you kind of have a mellow night, right? You like to be in by a certain time and that's it. You're not going anywhere for the rest of the night.
That's now. That's right. Now. When I live with my dad's an amazing cook. He is fantastic. So we would go to some friends' house every Christmas. They'd host Christmas dinner and everybody would bring something, you know, turkey, potatoes, gravy, that sort of thing. So we'd go there, which is another village on the outskirts of this town I live in. They moved from London with my mum and dad and everyone. So they've been friends for years. So we'd go there and all their family would come around. There'd be like 16, 17 of us. And yeah, we'd have a big Christmas dinner at their house. Watch the
Queen's village speech. Is this? I love the village.
Okay.
So hang on one sec. The village name is?
That's called Whittington.
You're in North Shropshire. Whittington. I knew it.
Whittington.
Whittington. So North Shropshire, Whittington, and what's the other one? Girlbaum or something?
Gobowen.
Gobowen.
Yeah, they're very small villages. Yeah, there's like one fish and chip shop and one grocery store.
I would love to. We had this whole trip planned out years ago. We started in London. We're going to do 3 days in London and just completely do rent a car and go around the whole countryside. But the day before we were going to leave, we had a family member got very sick and we had to fly back. But yeah, I mean, it was, we'd go to a place like Stoke-on-Trent, go to Cambridge and just do a giant loop. So yeah, I would love
to. Were you going to go Bowen?
I don't know what was on there.
You know the Stoke saying,
Trent's about an hour and a half away, I think. There's a big theme park there called Alton Towers.
Okay. Oh, you missed it, Seth. All roads lead to Gobowen. That's how the saying goes, from what I hear.
I think only one road leads to Gobowen.
Is it a highway? What is the road? Is there a highway name or King's Highway?
It's actually just a tiny village with like one fish and chip shop, a primary school, and a shop. That's it. There's a train station there.
Okay.
Doesn't go very far.
Do a lot of people commute?
It doesn't go far.
Oh, okay. Just village. Yeah. Does it go into, well, how far are you from like London, or I guess that would be the
London's
most major
about
city?
4 hours from here. An hour from Manchester, an hour from Liverpool. The nearest city is called Chester. That's about 45 minutes. The biggest town is Shrewsbury, which is about 20 minutes. That's bigger than Oswestry.
That's funny. Okay.
Yeah. So if you work in Manchester, it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool's
okay.
Doable.
There's a Shrewsbury, New Jersey, not far from where I grew
up. Oh, really?
Over by the beach. Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, okay, so that was some settlers, I guess. I never knew that. Very cool. So now though, you are back to, you did your garage gift. Now you had the big dinner, right? So now dinner's over. And it's a classic English dinner. Was there like a special dessert that you like could not wait for? As we wrap up your Christmas evening?
No, it would be, so you'd have the Christmas dinner and then in their kitchen, they would just lay sort of profiteroles and Christmas pudding and stuff. You just help yourself. But a lot of the time you'd be so.
No black pudding?
Not for dessert. No, that's a breakfast item. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we would watch the Queen's speech there. My mum and dad would drive us back to our house it would be turkey sandwiches and watch a film with some drinks and stuff. And yeah, we'd always make sure we sat as a family, you know, it was an unwritten rule. You know, you don't go up to your room and play on your new game yet or anything like that. You'd always be in the, in the living room together. It was really nice, really wholesome.
You know,
the lights were dimmed down low, the Christmas lights were on and stuff, you know. You're very thankful.
And do you do that? You do that now with your family?
We do that now. Yeah. Again, an unwritten rule. My kids love, you know. But so now, like, we'll go for a walk to the pub, as I said, on Christmas Day, and then we'll come back, lock the door, the lights are down low. Everybody's in the living room watching a film or something. It's really nice.
I love that. That is so great. Yeah, so cozy and, you know, heartwarming. And it's so nice. Yeah, and you know, no matter what, you're kind of for that day, for that moment, you're enshrouded in this little area, and everything's right. Right?
Yeah,
it's so nice.
It's weird. Yeah.
Is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that Christmas magic, isn't it?
It's Christmas. Singing. I like that.
I want to have a Christmas morning like that with that feeling.
Well, we're working on you, Seth. You're a work in progress.
You'll get there.
Can Seth apprentice at your house for Christmas and learn? Like,
come on over, Seth. Come on over.
Yes, I take notes.
You come in October and I'll sort you right. But like the last two ones of this, I've been listening at work, and that's the feeling it gave me. Like, even though it's only spring and stuff, and I try not to get too hyped up and carried away. My wife always says, calm down. It's only March. But those two episodes really got to me.
Oh, wow.
The ones you did, I was like, oh, that sounds so good. And then it starts invoking those memories for me of my old Christmases, and I start planning this Christmas then and stuff. So those, like, this series has been fantastic so far, and I hope you continue it, because it really does.
It gives you them
warm feelings.
I love hearing that, because that was the idea of this series, because we're like, well, it's spring, we want to keep some Christmas things going, what can we do? And the first one, I think, was with Joe, the Christmas aficionado, and he brought us right back. He did great.
He was good.
And then you reached out, I know, and said you got that nostalgic feeling. I was like, that was the idea. I really wanted it to be a visceral thing, like you're vicariously reliving the day through somebody else, and it brings you back to it too. So that's mission accomplished. So we do have some more people coming up in this series. I like it myself. I love hearing how everybody else lives and does it. And, you know, you pick up tidbits. One day we'll do Seth's last Christmas.
I was going to say, I'd love you to do one, you know, about yourselves. That'd be good to hear. I'd love to hear that. That would be fun.
I know. Yeah.
Chad's is going to be way more interesting than mine. I mean, they're filled up with the cocoa bars and stuff like that.
Inspirational. We know yours, Seth. You were gambling in the casino.
Exactly. Yeah. Mine is as over the top and traditional as you could get with the hot, like Seth said, the hot cocoa bar. I'm up at 6 a.m. setting up. Maybe you've seen pictures or heard the episode about the hot, world famous hot cocoa bar. It is awesome.
Will you do a full episode, Chad? Tell us from top to bottom.
That would be fun. Yeah, I think maybe I would. That would be really fun. Yeah, that would be cool. Seth, you're going to have to interview me.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to do that.
Okay. And you find a food for me to try, Seth, that I don't like.
Oh, okay.
Black pudding. Eat some black pudding.
Black pudding. Oh, no.
I don't think you'll like
that. Would be rough. No. Well, yeah, because we have to keep getting more and more extreme with things we do with Seth. Like next week, we're putting him through a wood chipper and see what happens.
Well, funny enough, on the Christmas aficionado one, I was on a kind of wood chipper listening to it at work.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Oh,
that's funny. Yeah. So that was really nice.
Oh, that'll be very a very meta experience. You're on a wood chipper at work while you're listening to Seth get through a wood chipper live. Yes. It's
never been done before.
No,
it's a great trick.
Get some ratings.
Yeah, no, totally. We're doing that for sweeps week. It's going to just be great ratings. So, and then I'll get a new cousin to introduce the week after.
Yeah, we have awesome. Quite a few to pick from. So.
Yeah, we do. Once it haven't been through the wood chipper. So that's your useful life, Seth. But anyway, Craig, this has been awesome. I really think, you know, we got to not only experience it again with you, I could see also the joy in your face kind of reliving this. And I know it really made you think and go back, and the garage gift really like sparked you up.
Yeah,
that was cool.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, that's great. I like that tradition, like a big one waiting in the garage. I may have to borrow that one from you. That's cool. So very cool. So thank you so much, Craig, for joining us and sharing. This is our first Christmas Chronicles Favorite Christmas Ever Memories from Across the Pond International episode with good friend of the show, Cousin Craig. Check him out at The Christmas Guy 365. And we'll be having him on again. We know we're trying to do some different beer episodes. We've got a lot of plans. So we'll be doing that. So thank you so much again, Craig. Seth, thank you. This was fun.
Thank you.
Seth, thank you for letting us talk about someone other than yourself for a little bit. That was hard for you, I know, but we did it, which is great.
We're making steps, making strides towards letting
making
others.
Steps. And live studio audience, let's give a hand to Craig, and thank you for joining us, of course. I love you, Craig.
They're too kind.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. And Chad, I'd love to hear an episode of you doing your
I like that.
That would be cool.
That's a good idea. Okay, I think we'll do that. All right, awesome. Well, thank you, everybody. Again, Craig at the Christmas Guy 365. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
There you go. Thank you. Thanks again, guys. Craig.
Thank you.
Thank you.